B-Pod Studios.
ROR Morning Show.
All rise. ROR Morning Court is now in session.
Order, order.
There's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. Oh my God.
Morning Court is in session today. We have Angie on the phone. Good morning, Angie.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. What brings you to Morning Court today?
Well, maybe a month or two ago, you guys had a story on about a son who had graduated college and was wanting to move to Colorado to snowboard, you know, rather than, you know, do anything really more. But
right. Yeah.
Yeah, but he was going to work. He was planning to bartend.
Yeah. Yep.
It was a good case,
so,
yep.
Yeah, so I have a sort of similar situation, but kind of just the opposite.
Mm-hmm.
My son wants to, like, go off to the beach.
Did he just graduate from college, too? Or?
He did.
Ah, okay.
He did, and I'm really proud of him. I really am.
Good.
And I kind of get his need to blow off some steam, you know, after the pandemic and all of this, but mm-hmm. he just wants to just do nothing. Just have fun and party.
Well, what's Dad think of this?
Yeah, he's not happy.
Okay.
He is totally not happy. He's like, you know, we helped you go to college so you could get a degree and get a real job.
Yeah, that's the idea.
You know, mm-hmm. the time you're wasting is time you could be starting your career. So I'm kind of stuck in the middle here.
How is he going to bankroll this situation if he wants to take the summer off? Are you giving him money or?
So, you know, he saved some of his stimulus check money,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, he's got money from graduation. Family gave him some money and stuff, so, I mean, it's not going to last him forever.
No. Well, so his stimulus is the beach. Is that what it sounds
right.
like? And not working.
So, like, this last summer to take advantage.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. Exactly.
The last summer. Wow. All right, takes 3 months off and just has some fun.
Yeah, I mean, he plans on looking for a job in September, correct?
Maybe.
The real question is, I mean, you don't sound like you don't care as much as your husband does. What's your husband's take on all this now?
Well, he says it's a character issue. And, you know, he never had a summer off. So, you know, if that's the case, he wants him to pay rent.
Okay. If you're a big boy now. But you say no. So that's the thing. You kind of feel like you're caught in the middle.
Hasn't the pandemic taught us that the rat race isn't worth it? I mean, I want to support my husband and my son, but I'm really stuck in the middle. I just, you know, what should I do?
Wow.
Good song, bad position to be in.
That's roadkill.
That is roadkill.
Yeah.
So kind of wondering, you guys have any advice on what I could say to my husband to maybe soften him up just a little bit?
No, yeah, Angie, I get it because you're a sympathetic mom and you want your guy to have a fun summer, but also see Dad's point of view. It's college, it's go. You've got, you know, your graduation. That's your meal ticket. Let's get working. And the fact that he doesn't want to do any work is concerning for me. I mean, it's like, God, go serve up some ice cream. Get some fun money, right, at least. But he doesn't want to do that. So we'll see what the listeners think, okay? If he deserves this summer off before he gets going,
yeah.
Or let's get cracking. Okay, phones are open, 888-410-1057. Angie, have a great day. Keep listening.
Thank you.
Well, it's 90 days. That's a long time to you know, just chill after graduating from college.
Is it, though?
3 months.
Three fun-filled months. I don't know. I just, if you have the means and you really set a deadline, I think it might be the best 3 months of his life. Now, yes, parents are going to probably pay his rent and stuff like you know, for him that he's living at home.
Uh-huh.
I'm just saying, wouldn't you just love to do that?
You are softy. You are soft serve.
I'm hard on education, soft on crime.
Okay. Yeah, you sure are. Okay, if you want to agree with LBF, oh, softy over there, just serving it up soft. I'm not so much.
No.
I want this guy to get go. Let's get cracking, okay? 888-410-1057. Let's see what advice you'd give to Angie, who's kind of lenient about it. She's thinking like you do.
Yeah, well, I mean.
Uh-huh. Soft serve with some jimmies. Sounds good, doesn't it, LBF?
I'm just saying.
All right, 888-410-1057. 1057 WROR. 80s and more. It's Bob, LBF, and Brian. Man, this morning court is split down the middle.
It's dividing the nation.
It is dividing it. Okay? So we talked to Angie. Her son just graduated from college. He wants to C-H-I-L-L all summer, okay?
You say it like it's a bad thing.
It's a long summer.
It's 90 days.
I
could
say I want to take a month off, Dad.
Get a 90-day break.
I'd be all right with that. But he wants a 90-day break. And Angie's all about it. Apparently, LBF is very into it. And Angie's husband and the boy's dad says, uh-uh, let's go. Cindy, what do you say? Good morning, Cindy.
Hi. I'm with LBF. By the way, I love you, LBF.
Oh, thanks.
Well, thanks. You're great. I mean,
making Bob jealous.
I love your laugh.
Oh, thanks.
I think we always say we want our children to be happy, but only doing what we want them to do.
Exactly.
And 90 days is a drop in the bucket. Mm-hmm. And did the kid go to college because, hey, I'm old. Did the kid go to college because he wanted to or because his parents wanted him to?
We don't know.
Is that a little jealous?
You might be jealous. Sometimes people go into things like, oh, well, if I didn't get to do it, then you don't get to do it either, which is kind of lousy.
Might be it. I don't know. We didn't talk to Dad. We talked to Angie. He just wants to.
He's pouting. Dad's like, I want 90 days off.
Is that what you think?
Right. He is.
All right, Cindy. Bye now. Let's say hi to Mary. Mary, what do you say?
Oh, that's nuts. Welcome to the real world, buddy.
There we go.
Get a job.
That's right. J-O-B time.
Who doesn't want to take 3 months off? Like, are you kidding me? He's been in college. Everybody acts like when you're in college, you went to NAM. He was in college, for crying out loud.
Wow.
It's 3 months is a long time. I would say, but take June off, and then let's go. I got it.
No, it's not long enough.
Absolutely, yeah. I'll take a month.
Right?
Right. But my only thing is that if he has the money and he's not going to ask his parents for any money, the only thing is that he's going to be living in their house. But that's what's going to happen anyway, even if he did have a job. But, like, he's using his own money. He's going to pack everything in 9 months, and then that's it. And then he starts fresh September.
Okay.
Boom.
All right.
And he's going to be in the rat race with everybody else. How does he really think he's going to get a good job? Oh, in September, be like, okay, I want a job now. No, he has to start looking now.
Yeah, all the other rats have jobs now at that point.
Yeah.
They've quit.
Thanks, Mary.
Yeah, everybody who's hiring is on vacation.
Yeah, that's true.
All right, Mary.
And Mary. Yeah, that's nuts.
No, look, here's the deal. We're talking UPS is giving one of these companies, Amazon, $1,000 sign-on bonus.
Yeah.
Big money out there. Go get it.
Yeah. Once they start taking away the stimulus checks and all the people have to go back to work because they aren't going to do the unemployment anymore, they're all going to be in September. He's nuts.
Thank you, Mary.
I'm tired of everyone. Yeah.
All right, Mary.
She's going to keep going.
That's right.
Keep going.
Thanks, Mary.
All right, Ben.
Harry needs 90 days off.
Hold on 1 second. I'm about to order from Doug.
Oh, you got
to order from Dunk's.
I'm
in the large hot with cream.
He's hiring. They're hiring.
Like a cold brew. Cold foam,
I want a cold brew.
All right. Sorry about that.
That's okay.
Okay.
So, I mean, 90 days is a long time, but it is, in the grand scheme of life, a drop in the bucket. I think come up with a list of things the kid could do to make sure that he could hit the ground running in September. Mm-hmm. Like, he's going to get bored of doing nothing all summer. It's just human nature. You can't do nothing for 90 days.
How about this? How about if he gives Dad the summer off? Oh, my God. What a solution.
Why?
He gives Dad the summer off. He says, Dad, I'm going to do the lawn.
The dad's made his choices. He's the one who settled down and got married. He has to pay the piper.
He probably got a decent pension and retirement.
No. Ben, hear me out. Hear me out. So he does all the chores for Daddy-O. Huh? Lawn.
Well, how's he going to make time to go to the beach?
I don't care. You go after you do your chores. Thank you.
You Pa Ingles?
Hey, Ben, I don't like any sugar in the cold brew. Just cream, please. Thanks, Ben. What do you think of that idea?
I think you're Pa Ingles.
What? Yeah.
And more. 1057 WROR. ROR Morning Show. Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Day 27, Morning Court. Today was Angie, a mom who's torn between her son, who wants to take summer off after graduating college. Congratulations. He's got enough stimulus money to stimulate, you know, a fun summer.
Yeah.
Beaches, whatever he wants
Graduation to do. Money, you know, people yeah. throw you some money.
Right.
Right.
So that's how he wants to spend the summer. Dad says, let's get going. Come on. Time yeah. to go.
Okay.
Mom's torn, and she said, what do you guys think? She just threw it out there. Lots of calls for Angie that some agree with her, who's kind of soft about it.
Hey, soft.
Soft serve
no,
is how you
soft.
Like it.
Understanding, maybe a bigger, a world view.
Okay.
How's
yeah,
that
yeah.
for you?
Yeah, I got a world view. Go to the garage, view the lawnmower, uh-huh. get on it. Okay. But anyway, that's just my opinion.
Oh, yeah, just...
Let's see what Ellen thinks. Hi, Ellen.
Well, I think it's a great idea that they set some boundaries. If he doesn't get this time off, he may never get to vacation like this.
Wow,
see the
wow.
world, whatever it is he'd like to do.
Yeah.
In those 90 days.
90 days.
You guys like that soft serve, don't
set you? Some
just,
boundaries, you huh? know? September, you're going to look for work.
Okay.
October, rent is due.
All right.
Exactly.
All right.
That's,
well, that's
perfect.
Something. Okay.
I said
like
deadline.
I like that. Good stuff,
right.
Ellen. At least, you know, there's an end in sight.
Yes, it's there needs to be an ending.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And if he doesn't get this time off, you know, he might fall in love, get married, have children, and never get this opportunity
yeah.
again.
Just a prison
right,
sentence.
You know, once you get married and you have children,
it's over.
You don't get to travel.
All
it's
right,
over.
Ellen.
Thank you.
I like it. At least
have
there's a deadline.
Day.
Yes. All right. You
okay.
You're good with the deadline.
Thanks, Ellen.
Love you guys.
Love you. DeMarco, what do you say?
I say that this generation needs to get off their ass and pay their dues like all of us did. I'm so sick of it. I own a restaurant and we're dying. We're like closing a day a week because
there
we don't have enough workers.
There it is.
And it's a stimulus check. Who do you think's paying for it? We right. are.
You are,
the
Marco.
Ones at the beach are not paying for it.
Yeah.
What's your restaurant?
And, you know, everyone's like, oh, he saved money from his college graduation gifts. Wow, he got another handout. Congratulations.
Hey,
my money paid
I'm
for
just...
that again. Thanks so much. You're welcome.
Marco.
Marco.
Marco, I'm telling you, you are... yeah.
What's the name of your restaurant?
He's telling the way it is.
Panini Pizza Company in Beverly, Mass.
All right.
Oh, tell me about it.
Talk slow.
Oh,
yeah.
You know how Bob
go
likes
ahead.
That.
Oh, well. Wow. I use my hands and I stretch the dough very thin.
Yeah, Marco. Yeah, sounds good, Marco. You're
I like
you're,
this, Marco.
Oh, yeah.
All right, where are you guys located? Hand, we'll see if we can drum up some business.
No, business is not the problem. We're breaking sales records.
We're drumming up some people to go work for him.
You need some employees.
All right,
there
anybody looking
go.
For a job in the Beverly area?
Anybody.
That's right. Lovethesauce.com. You can apply there.
All right, cool.
Go where?
Lovethesauce.com.
Lovethesauce.com. I like it.
Me too.
Marco, I agree with you. Let's go. Let's get to work. You've had enough downtime.
I totally agree. Thank you. Thank you. These kids got to do something. They get to work and they don't even know how to use a broom. Embarrassing.
Marco is the
he's
call.
Not,
he's my
wrong.
Call of the day.
Yeah. He's your favorite call. He
yes,
made fun
yes.
of my voice.
I'm telling you. I tell these parents half the time, I go, you should be paying me. I'm teaching your kid how to live a life.
Right.
You know, that's what you guys do. First employers always do that. Like Dave always talks about the guy who first employed Joey Del Pizzo.
Marco's
you know?
Willing to do it.
He's the one to
hey,
do
Marco,
it.
Good luck up there. Hope you get some employees soon.
I appreciate it, guys. Be safe. Thank you so much.
Thanks.
You got
this
it.
Place looks delicious.
What's the name of it again?
Lovethesauce.com.
Love it. All right, Julie. Any
Hi.
Advice? Hi, good morning.
So we did a life skills summer. We did the same thing that you're talking about. One summer, we made the kids responsible for the yard work, the chores.
Uh-huh.
But the best one was they had to cook dinner once a week.
See,
they had
that's
to
chores.
Plan the menu, do the shopping, and cook the dinner. So...
Mm-hmm.
And it became a
pie
big
Ingles.
Competition in our house.
Yeah, it's not pie Ingles.
It is pie okay, Ingles.
Listen,
it's a half pint. Get it done.
You're half pint. Now look. And the glass is always empty, trust me. Okay.
I like the life skills, though. I like it.
It's better than nothing, yeah. Right? If you're going to tell me this kid is flopping all summer, I'll lose my mind.
That he would be helping just because he's a decent person and not like, you know, Mom, make me some meatloaf.
Yeah, well.
You know, like, I would imagine.
Sounds lazy.
He likes the meatloaf.
Julie, that's a great plan.
That way it gets you off the hook. So there you go.
I like it, Julie. Solutions is what we're looking for.
Yes, solutions.
All right. And you had a good one. Thanks, Julie. Well, at least it's a compromise. Dad's got at least hear that.
What, he's going to do chores?
There's something. You can't just, he's going to enjoy all summer and you just don't forget about
it. If he's a decent human being, he will help his parents out. Mm. But, like, you're assuming that he's just this lazy, horrible stoner who's just going to be, like, doing zero.
I didn't think
and
it was
I'm, I think
that
that,
terrible.
Like, yeah.
Just lazy, that's all.
Well, I mean, I'm going to get you some suspenders.
Okay.
Maybe a big straw hat. You could talk about chores. Let's go bale some hay.
will there be lemonade?
Ingles. My Ingles, waiting for you to come home.
I like that.
Little house on the Bob Bronson Prairie.
All right, that's fine. I'm only here to help. Let's get into the laundry room there. Like half pint.
Oh, okay, all right.
Time for laundry.
Well, we have a little Friends thing where Courtney Cox, Ed Sheeran, Elton John, and Brandi Carlile got together and did something that's pretty awesome.
You know what it is?
What?
Pretty sneaky, sis.
I like it.
Can I get the Little House on the Prairie theme when Bob talks about chores?
No.
All right. Here's my dedication Angie.
Oh.
A short distance dedication to Angie and the dad. You ready?
Yeah.
Get up, get going. It's time to
carry on my wayward son.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.